Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Syria's prime minister says most cabinet ministers are still working from offices in Damascus after rebels entered the capital over the weekend to overthrow President Bashar Assad. Streams of refugees are crossing back into Syria from neighboring countries, hoping for a more peaceful future. The AP's Tia Goldenberg is in Jerusalem.
With the fall of Bashar Assad in Syria, Israel is seeing both opportunity and peril. After fighting wars on multiple fronts for months, Israel is concerned that the unrest in Syria could spill over into its borders. And over the weekend, it sent air and ground troops to seize a demilitarized buffer zone in Syria along the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. It says that move is temporary and meant to stabilize the border.
There are already signs of trouble ahead in Syria. The rebel alliance has promised representative government and religious tolerance. The rebel command said today it would not tell women how to dress. I'm Ed Donahue.